The latest supermarket shakeup is underway for Philadelphia area shoppers. Let's fill our baskets with St. Joseph's University professor and food industry analyst Richard George. Professor George, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Good evening. I'm happy to be here.
A&P filed for bankruptcy this week. I think they have almost 300 stores, and they say they're going to close 25 of them. Are they specifically in our area?
There are a number in the Philadelphia area, the ones that Acme or someone else does not pick up. They probably will close.
What are the implications for customers?
Well, I think for customers, I mean, first of all, unfortunately, A&P under the old Superfresh banner and Pathmark, they were just both very tired concepts. Matter of fact, when they announced that merger several years ago, I commented it looked like two giants wobbling toward insolvency. And unfortunately, that came to pass. I think shoppers are going to see better stores. Acme is on the rebound. I think Acme will clean them up. I think they'll provide the kind of pricing and the assortment that A&P at one time was known for. You know, a Wall Street Journal article back in the 40s said by 1951, every corner of America will have an A&P on it. So they were the kings at one time, and they got a little complacent. They lost sight of the customer. They didn't recognize the changing competition. And now this is their second and probably final bankruptcy.
Well, let's talk about that changing competition. When A&P and Acme ruled the supermarket world, there was scarcely any such thing as Trader Joe's, Whole Foods at one end, and Walmart and even Rite Aid's at the other.
That's right. I mean, it was even as recently as, let's say, a dozen years ago, maybe beginning of this century, the ones you mentioned weren't here. Aldi wasn't here. The dollar stores weren't major players. And Wegmans wasn't in the market. It's a very giant was not as big a player here. It was a very, very different market when Acme ruled the world years ago and A&P was right with them. If you were a Philadelphia person, I grew up in Philadelphia, you shopped either at Acme or A&P, or as we say, Acme and A&P.
To what extent does this mirror a national trend, or is Philadelphia particularly saturated with competition?
Well, Philadelphia probably is overstored. The difficulty we have, as you mentioned, you have the Walmarts, the dollar stores, the Aldi on one end, you have Trader Joe's and Wegmans on the other end, and even if you're an Acme today, you will be challenged because you're in the middle. What's your point of difference? Is it better quality, better service, better prices? And if it's not any of those things, it's hard to compete there. And, you know, and then that Giant who does a good job. So I think Giant and Acme will occupy that so-called big middle, but I still think they're going to continue to be nibbled at by the people on the fringe. And as you mentioned, I mean, look at the amount of foods available to CVS and Rite Aid and the Walgreens. So if you were, you know, an Acme or an A&P years ago, pretty much you could do business every day, Dave, by opening the doors. That's no longer good enough. You have to look at the changing consumer. You have to look at how the competitive array is changing. If you look at technology, I mean, look at Amazon. You can purchase goods on Amazon online. I do a lot of work on millennials. I just did some research, a national sample. 24% of millennials say that they've shopped the last 30 days for food online, and only 56% of the same group has visited a supermarket in the last 30 days. That's heretical. I mean, think it. National averages average about 90 to 95% of us get to a supermarket once a month. This next generation is not going to shop in supermarkets. So there will be a lot of challenges going forward.
Is that where we're going in the future?
No, I think so, without a doubt. I mean, there's no reason. Think about it. Do we really need to walk into the ShopRite to inspect our Cheerios or Heinz ketchup? I mean, I see the day when, Dave, you're going to order all that online, and you're going to go to your local ShopRite. You're going to go inside with an empty cart. You're going to shop what we call the perimeter of the store now, which will be a bigger part of the store. You're going to buy, you know, the fresh fish and the meats, and you're going to buy the flowers for your wife and the cheeses, and then you're going to pull around back. You're going to load the Cheerios, the Heinz ketchup, and everything else that you bought, the bulky items, which you didn't need to shop for, put that into your car, and you'll be on your way.
Professor, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Good luck, Dave. Take care. Bye-bye.
St. Joseph's University professor and food industry analyst Richard George.
The story is great. You know it's kind of funny how you get much more when you spend less money. Come share the proud new feeling. It's super fresh.